Well, what's happening with the schools is they're actually being starved for funds by the state of New York.
Rick Timms is executive director of the Statewide School Finance Consortium. He's been traveling the state to discuss a flaw in the funding formula. In the 2007-2008 school year, the formula was supposed to provide an increase in state aid for school districts by about $5 billion over the next 4 years. But Tim says that never happened. He's now calling on the governor to end the gap elimination adjustments.
We're not just asking for more money. That's not actually it. We don't want to just pour more money into education, as some people would claim. The key thing is that there's probably a significant amount of money that should be in the system that was promised to be in the system, but the distribution of those funds has been terrible.
In our region, more than $236 million in promised state education aid has been withheld from public schools over the past 4 years. Timms noted the state has shifted its budget burden to the districts. He says these cuts are killing schools.
What can the school superintendents do about this?
School superintendents have done what they can, but now it's time for many hands to make light work. I think what we want to do with having a public rally is to point out to people that these are their communities, their students, their taxes, and so on, and the problem comes from Albany. And what they've got to do is insist that their state legislators and the governor provide the funds that were promised and are needed by these school districts.
And these funding constraints indirectly affect programs like BOCES. BOCES does not receive direct state aid, but it trickles down from the funding cuts to the districts. David O'Rourke is the district superintendent for Erie 2 Chautauqua Cattaraugus BOCES. He tells WBFO News there remains an inequitable distribution of state aid and divestment in public education. O'Rourke noted that with all the interest in Common Core, the funding story is not being told. Timms will lead a panel discussion with school district superintendents and students tonight at 7 at the Ellicottville Central School Gym to shed light on this funding gap. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.